KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Good evening and welcome into the Hound Pound. I'm Skylar Stamps here in Maryville for tonight's doubleheader between the Maryville Spoofhounds and the Mid-Butte Cannon Dragons. We'll have two varsity games. First up is the girls, the Spoofhounds versus the Lady Dragons. And then shortly after, it'll be the boys' game between the Spoofhounds and the Dragons. So getting started off, we have the Maryville Spoofhounds coming into this game with 7 wins, 5 losses. Mid-Butte Cannon coming into this game, 10 wins, 3 losses. They do have one common opponent so far. That's East Butte Cannon. Maryville won that game by 9 points. Mid-Butte Cannon won that game by 31 points. So we should be in for a good one. We'll take a quick break. Get back with our pregame show right after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years, Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is at unitedfiber.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More at ConsumersOilMaryville.com. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Back here inside Maryville High School, we have about 6 minutes, 30 seconds left until tip-off between the Maryville Spoofhounds and the Mid-Butte Cannon Lady Dragons. In our first ball game of the night between the two schools, we'll start off with the girls, followed by the boys at around 7:30 or after this game concludes. First up, we have the Spoofhounds coming into this game. Once again, 7-5 overall record, scoring around 47 points per game, allowing 41. On the other end of the side of the court there, we got Mid-Butte Cannon, who has a 10-3 record, averaging 53 points and allowing just 35 points to their opponents. So stout defense that the Spoofhounds will have to go up against tonight, but not to be outdone. Once again, they're just allowing 41 points as well. So we'll see if the offenses kind of take over tonight or the defenses. So Maryville did have a close game last night. They lost to St. Pius down in Kansas City, 40-37. So we'll see if the legs are a little tired coming out or if they got enough rest last night. Mid-Butte Cannon did not have a game last night, so they should be fresh and ready to go. All time, this series is tied up 7-7. Maryville 7 wins, Mid-Butte Cannon 7 wins. So we should be in for a good one tonight. A couple highlight players for Maryville, they're led by their senior, Jaylee Price. She was selected last year to the All-Midland Empire Conference selection committee last year, and then as a sophomore and freshman, she earned honorable mention. So always on that ballot for the conference awards there for Jaylee Price, so that'll be their go-to girl tonight, as always the past few years. Maryville is coached by Dell Morley in first season. He's assisted by Trava Tharnish and Briley Kemper. Mid-Buchanan is coached by Carly Moss and assisted by Ty Moss. The Spoofhounds do have a little bit of experience coming into this one. As I mentioned, Jaylee Price, she's a senior. Annie Sparks, a senior forward as well. Alyssa Cunningham down low, she's also a senior. So the experience could play a factor here for Maryville. Still waiting to see who those starting lineup. Still waiting to see who the starting lineup is for Mid-Buchanan. Then we'll go a little more in-depth on that. But we'll take a break. Be back. We have 4 minutes until tip-off. Stay tuned. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. And Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Biertaller, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to the Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/planetsubmaryville. And from State Farm Insurance agent Carrie Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville or via call or text at 660-562-3882. Support also comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. This broadcast is also underwritten by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Spoofhound Basketball.
Welcome back inside the Hound Pound here in Maryville. I'm Skylar Stamps for tonight's two games between Maryville and the Mid-Buchanan Dragons. We'll get started with our girls' game. We have about a minute and 30 seconds until starting lineups. Just watching these two teams warm up, it looks like Maryville has a bit of a size difference on the Mid-Buchanan Lady Dragons. A little bit more height. We'll see if they try and go inside early down low to Alyssa Cunningham, get her going early. But with these smaller teams, a lot of times a lot more scrappy defense, a little faster play. So we'll see if they can get out and run against this Spoofhound defense. As we're getting ready for some starting lineups in the national anthem, we'll send it to our last break before we get tipped off. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game is brought to you by U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. Warn their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. And from HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com, licensed in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska. and Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. Support also comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or at 1217 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach their financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones in Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Back here inside Maryville High School as we're getting the starting lineups underway. Starting lineup for Maryville, it'll be the junior guard, Riley Acklin. Alyssa Cunningham, the senior forward. And then as we talked about in the pregame, Jaylee Price, the senior guard, the leader of this team. Peyton Kurz, the junior guard, listed at 5'6". Then rounding out the starting lineup for the Spoof Hounds is Claire Walter, the sophomore forward. As for the Lady Dragons, a sophomore, Maya Dillingham. Sophomore, Bailey Komen. A senior, London Wilson. Junior, Avani Kanzora. And then a freshman, Tatum Moss. So we're about to get tipped off here in Maryville High School between the Spoof Hounds and the Lady Dragons. Officials making sure everything's right at the scoring table. As the ball's tossed into the air and the Dragons are able to take it off the tip. That's Lohman. Tries to pass it inside, but nothing there and goes out of bounds to Maryville. So on Maryville's first possession, it'll be Price controlling the ball. She has it up at the top of the key. She passes over to Kurz on the right side. Alyssa Cunningham trying to get freed up as the pass goes up to Acklin at the top of the key. She's looking for someone to pass to. As man-to-man defense shown by Ben Buchanan, Claire Walter will drive in, put up a shot, no good, and rebounded by the Lady Dragons. Dillingham will bring it up for the Lady Dragons. Pass it over to Wilson. She passes over to Kanzora on the right side. Pulling up a shot, no good, and rebounded by Claire Walter for the Spoof Hounds going the other way. So no score, 1 minute into this one as Jaylee Price controls the dribble, headed the other way for the Spoof Hounds. She passes over to Cunningham. Cunningham will try and pass it in, but it goes off of a mid-Buchanan defender and out of bounds to Maryville. So they'll retain possession, passing it in on the left side of their own basket. See what Coach Morley draws up for this out-of-bounds play. Kerr's looking for someone, gets it into Cunningham, back to Kerr. She'll drive right side, pass up to Acklin for three, off the mark, no good, and rebounded by Acklin. She gets in there, puts up another shot, blocked away, out-of-bounds. So a couple offensive rebounds there for the Spoof Hounds as they'll retain possession as it's knocked out-of-bounds off of a mid-Buchanan player. It'll be Kurz to trigger the inbound. She gets it up to Acklin. Over to Walter on the top of the key. Walter has it. She'll pop a three, and good for the Spoofhounds. Looked like she didn't think it was going in. She crashed the board hard, but no need as she drained the three to get the scoring started 3-0 here in the early going for the Spoofhounds. Lady Dragons coming the other way. That's Kenzora. She gets it in to Lohman, then passes over to Wilson, who will drive and get the and-one bucket. She got the bucket to go, so she'll get one shot at the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul was called on Briley Acklin. That's her first, team's first. And London Wilson was able to convert on the three-point play, so we're knotted at three here with 6:15 to go in the opening quarter. Price controlling the dribble on the right side for Maryville. She'll drive inside, jump stop, tries to get it into Cunningham, deflected away. Price gets it back, puts up a shot, no good. Fight for the rebound. The ball goes out of bounds to Mid-Buchanan. The ball gets tipped around, so Mid-Buchanan coming out in a man-to-man defense. And Maryville as well, as Mid-Buchanan will have their possession. Ball gets tipped away, but Kenzora comes up with it. And that'll be Wilson going in again. Shot off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Walter for the Spoofhounds. Mid-Buchanan putting on a little pressure, and Spoofhounds do get it up the court. As Price controlling the dribble to Cunningham, she'll pass right side to Walter, who drives baseline, tries to find someone to pass to, and it's deflected out of bounds to the Spoofhounds. Walter got down there on the baseline, didn't have anyone to pass to, and so it got deflected off to the Spoofhounds. We'll have our first sub of the day for Mid-Buchanan. Checking in is Myla Flynn. She'll check in, and then for Maryville, Grace Deans will check in for Alyssa Cunningham. So Spoofhounds, Price to trigger. She gets it up top to Walter. Walter driving baseline. She'll put up a shot off the mark, no good, and rebounded by Dillman coming the other way. Dillman trying to push the pace a little bit, and she turns it over, just lost the dribble to Price, but she gets it taken away from her. Dillman will get it back, put up a shot, and good. So little sloppy pass there by Price. Dillman able to control and put it up for two. 5-3, the Lady Dragons have the lead with 5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Walter just kind of holding the ball above her head, and it does get tipped away. She's able to corral it. They trap her at half court. She has to throw up a heave, and somehow Grace Steens was able to control it, but she put up a shot, no good. And Price resets at the top of the key. She'll pass out to Walter, who will launch another three around the rim, no good, and rebounded by the Lady Dragons the other way. They'll pass up to Myla Flynn, who just checked in. She'll kick out for a three-pointer. No good. That was Maya Delman. And coming the other way is Price. She tries to outlet up ahead, but it's stolen away by Delman. She's coming in, and Briley Acklin comes from behind and tips the ball out of bounds. Good defensive play there by Acklin. We've got subs coming back in. Alyssa Cunningham coming back into the lineup. And Kenzora also coming back in. So we've got starters once again. The out-of-bounds play, a perfect design there by the Lady Dragons. Kenzora just came around off the screen, had an easy two-point layup. Alyssa Cunningham coming the other way. She drives in and gets fouled on her shot attempt. Looks like a little confusion of who had Cunningham, so she took it to the bucket and forced a Mid-Buchanan foul. So Cunningham will go to the line 4-2. Her first shot is up and straight through. So Cunningham gets her first point of the night. Couple subs coming in here for Mid-Buchanan. Cunningham with her second free throw attempt up and no good. And tip for the rebound. It'll go off a Lady Dragon player. Maryville will retain the possession. Mid-Buchanan up 7-4 over the Spoofhounds with 4 minutes left in the early goings of this one. Inbound pass to Walter. She'll kick Acklin, right side three off the mark. Didn't hit anything. Cunningham tries to save it, but it goes out of bounds to Mid-Buchanan. And we'll get our first timeout of the half here by Maryville. Maryville trails Mid-Buchanan 7-4. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Back here inside Maryville High School, I'm Skyler Stampson. We're in the early goings. 3:54 to go in this one between Maryville and Mid-Buchanan. Mid-Buchanan up 7-4 on Maryville as they control this possession here. That's Dillman driving. Might have traveled. Passed it up to Kenzora. Kenzora will get it down to Coleman. She's trying to find an outlet, and looks like Alyssa Cunningham will reach in and commit the foul. That is Cunningham's foul. That's her first, team second of the quarter. So Mid-Buchanan will trigger from the sideline. They'll get it into Avery Meyer, who just checked in. She's driving right side on the baseline, stopped in the corner. Pass up to Coleman. Back out for Dillman, three off the rim, no good, but offensive rebound for Meyer. Another three-pointer, that time by Kenzora off the mark, and another offensive rebound, this time by Flynn. Kenzora controlling the dribble once again, stops on the right baseline, passes up, tries to get an inlet pass to Moss, but unable to do so. And looks like a jump ball is going to be called. Maryville tied it up. And that is the call, and so Jaylee Price headed the other way. She hands off to Cunningham. Inside pass to Acklin, off the mark, no good. Jaylee Price gets a rebound, puts it up, off the mark, no good, but a foul called. The smaller Price getting in there, getting the offensive rebound and putting it up. That foul is going to be committed on Avani Kenzora for the Lady Dragons. That's her first, team second of the quarter, as Price's first shot is up and straight through. So Price gets her scoring started at the free throw line, as Moss checks back in for the Dragons. Price's second free throw up and off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Kenzora. She'll outlet ahead to Dillman. She's got a shot to the lane. She puts up a shot but gets fouled by Price. Spoofhound's transition defense off the rebound wasn't great, so Price had to swoop in there, commit the foul. And looks like they're going to call it on the floor before the shot. So Mid-Buchanan will have it out of bounds. See what they can draw up. Up 7-5. They'll trigger in to Flynn. Checked into the ball game. She'll drive right side. And a little bobble, but she'll touch it again before it goes out of bounds. So out of bounds to the Spoofhounds. Mid-Buchanan putting on a little bit of full court pressure, and they'll drop back as Jaylee Price brings the ball up the court. She'll drive right, hand off to Cunningham, who goes to the right side. Back up to Price. Shot fake on a three, drive. Kick out Acklin. Right side, Cunningham. Thought about the three. Passes over to Price. This time back to Cunningham. She'll take the three off the mark. Way long, and a rebound to Kenzora. Kenzora tries to pass to the left side, but out of bounds. They're going to call a tip off of Flynn, and it'll go the other way to Maryville. Mid-Buchanan still leading Maryville 7-5 here with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, as Price brings the ball up the court. She'll dribble right side up to Acklin at the top. She'll swing it to the side to Grace Steens, still looking for someone to pass to. Acklin wide open at the top of the key, does not shoot the three. She'll pass it over to Steens, back to Cunningham right side. Acklin shot fake and a drive on the sideline off of her knee, but Steens finds a way to get the ball, and it gets deflected out to Cunningham. We'll launch a three. Shot no good. And the foul is going to be called on someone, not sure who. Looks like it's going to be called against Mid-Buchanan, and it will, and that's going to go against Ivani Kanzora, and that's her second foul, so she's going to check out of the game. Along with Flynn. So Maryville to trigger down by two here in the first quarter as Cunningham drives into the middle of the lane. She gets hit in the face, no foul called, and the rebound down to the Lady Dragons. Komen comes right side to the top of the key to Moss. She'll pass left side to Dillman. Dillman trying to find something. She passes up to Wilson. Now a bad pass off of Meyer's foot. But it looks like they're going to keep the ball here with the Lady Dragons. Thought that that got tipped off. So did Coach Dorley. Either way, Mid-Buchanan controlling the possession, still up by two with a minute to go here in the opening quarter. Kanzora will have the dribble at the top, and a 5 seconds going to be called. She had the ball dribbling around the top of the key, and good defense there. I think that was Steens who stayed within the five-foot radius and got the five-second call on her. So Maryville will have the ball, and Price dribbling up the court. She's going to go all the way to the hoop and thought she had a cutting Cunningham, but gets stolen away by Mid-Buchanan. So lots of turnovers here in the early going for Maryville. As the pass goes out of bounds off of Mid-Buchanan. As I mentioned, we've got a lot of turnovers here early on, not just for Maryville, but Mid-Buchanan as well. So we'll see if both of these teams clean some things up as we have some subs coming in. It'll be Walter in for Steens on the Spoofhound side of things. And Price to trigger the inbound to Kurz, back to Price. Little one-on-one action before we get across half court, and Price gets around it and does a nice move, get around her defender, pass to the corner to Cunningham. She'll pass up to Sparks for three, misses everything and out of bounds. So Sparks, who just checked into the game, off the mark on that three, out of bounds. With 20 seconds left as Mid-Buchanan has the ball up 7-5. Looks like they'll hold for the last shot of the quarter with 15 seconds left. It'll be Dillman to control. Pass over to Wilson, who gets it inside to Dillman again. And a little pass over to Kanzora, and she'll get the two to go with 3 seconds left. Price will have to heave up a half-court three. Off the mark, no good, as the Lady Dragons lead it over the Spoofhounds after one quarter, 9-5. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball. We'll take a quick break. This is Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Back here inside Maryville High School, as the Spoofhounds are trailing the Lady Dragons 9-5 in the first game of our doubleheader. The boys' game will be shortly after the conclusion of this game as we get our second quarter started. The Lady Dragons up 9-5 over the Spoofhounds. Maryville just one field goal made in that first quarter. Claire Walter hit that three, but just two free throws to amount to the Spoofhounds 5 points, as Mid-Buchanan will trigger on the left side of the court, and they do get it into Dillman. Dillman will pass over to Wilson at the top of the key to get things going. Back to Dillman on the right side. She gets a screen from Moss, not able to do anything with it, and passes over to Komen, who gets the ball tipped away but gets it back. Dillman at the top of the key now. Passes over to Moss, who will take a three off the rim. No good, but offensive rebound by Komen. She passes back over to Moss, who will pass up to Wilson for a three, and she hits. So London Wilson hits a three. She's got 6 early points here, 6 of their 12 for the Lady Dragons. Maryville now trailing 12-5 with 7 minutes left here in the second quarter. Kurz will drive left side, puts up a floater, no good. Offensive rebound by Claire Walter, and she'll put it up for two. It's a little shifty moves there. The original shot wasn't there, but she shot, fake, drove, and put up the two, making it 12-7. And coming the other way is Wilson, and she'll have a drive and put it in for two. It looks like Maryville's going to call another timeout. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take it with them. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
This broadcast is underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. More information at hy-vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
So Dale Morley with that timeout after the Mid-Buchanan Lady Dragons come out and score 5 pretty quick points here in the second quarter, something that he wanted to see and fix. So Maryville will have the ball, trying to cut into this 14-7 lead right now for the Lady Dragons as the inbound goes to Price. Little one-on-one as Price is able to break it and get into the front court. Price, top of the key, passes over to Kurz. She'll swing it left side to Cunningham, reversing court now to Sparks. Back up to the top of the key to Cunningham. Walter, who has 5 points for the Spoof Hounds, will dribble right baseline. Kick out, Sparks, three. Off the mark, no good. The three ball hasn't been the Spoof Hounds' friend so far in this one. But an offensive rebound does come down to Walter. Walter now, she'll launch a three following her own rebound, or shot rather, as the rebound goes to Mid-Buchanan. Credit her for following her shot after her three-point attempts as the Lady Dragons and Wilson will have it now. Wilson passes to the top for Dillman. Gets it down low. Kick out to Kenzora. She'll launch a three. Just rims out. No good. And the Spoof Hounds, Walter, will have it as the rebound. She outlets to Kurz, who will drive up back to Walter. Kick out to Cunningham to get the offense set up. Mid-Buchanan still in this tight man-to-man defense. Wilson looking inside for Price. That was Cunningham, rather. Price now with the dribble at the top of the key, trying to set up a play right side to Sparks. Sparks gets a cutting Kurz, unable to handle it. And back out to Sparks. She'll pass into Walter, who's trapped on the right corner, trying to find someone. And tries to pass to Price, but it gets stolen away by Komen. She'll come the other way, pass up to Wilson. And now to the top for Dillman. She'll swing left side, Komen three off the mark, no good. And Kurz with the rebound outlet to Price. Spoof Hounds trying to push it. That's Price dribbling up the court. Having to launch a three-pointer. A little pull-up three off the mark, no good. And a rebound to Lady Dragons. A couple of bodies hit the ground. Everyone making their way down the court now. As they'll swing it over, Dillman three off the mark. No good. And rebound by Kurz. The ball gets tipped out of bounds there off of the Lady Dragons. The defense by Komen to tip it out of bounds, but it will be Maryville ball. And we'll have a timeout here. Looks like Mid-Buchanan is going to take this one. Just a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here But so far in this one, Mid-Buchanan defense just been riling up the Maryville offense a little bit. Mid-Buchanan has the 14-7 lead over the Spoof Hounds. London Wilson, the senior guard for the Lady Dragons, she has 8 of their 14 points. Been a reliable person to go to. And then Dillman kind of dishing it out for them to find their offensive success. See the adjustments that Coach Morley comes out of the timeout with for Maryville. As they'll have the ball with 4:30 left. Flynn will come up and put in a little pressure for Maryville on this inbounds, but no problem getting it into Kurz. Maybe a little switch up at the point now with Kurz controlling the ball. She'll swing over to Walter. She has a three but passes it up. Still has the ball deciding. Passes over to Price. Price, top of the key now. Swings it over. And Kurz finds herself in the left corner. Doesn't hit a cutting Walter. Instead, she'll fall to the ground, lose the ball. Ball's on the ground. Everyone's running for it. Body's on the ground. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Black. So that'll stay with White. That'll be Spoof Hounds ball. I think about 7 out of the 10 players on the court hit the deck on that one trying to save that ball. And credit to everyone putting their bodies on the line for this one. Spoof Hounds come up with it. Acklin has the ball top of the key. Passes over to Walter on the right side. This man-to-man defense is tight. Man-to-man defense is wrecking havoc so far for Maryville. But Acklin finds a cutting Walter. She can't finish it first. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and in. Plus the foul. Walter had an open shot. Decided to fill up the stat sheet. Get an offensive rebound. Put it back up for two. Plus the foul. So Claire Walter gets 2. That's her 7th point of the night, and she gets her 8th, tacking on the free throw. So Maryville now trailing 14-10, 3:35 left in the second quarter. Mid-Buchanan now has it. Ava Meyer will do a little 15-foot jumper off the mark. No good. Rebound to Kurz. She'll bring it the other way. And a travel's going to be called. Didn't get the jump stop down before passing it away. So turnover there for the Spoof Hounds coming the other way to Mid-Buchanan. Mid-Buchanan slowing things down here a little bit. Looks like a little bit of a... No, they're still in a man... Actually, I think they're in a 1-2-2 zone. Maryville now switching it up. Mid-Buchanan's hit a couple threes here, so trying to mitigate that. As the pass does go out of bounds off Black, or off White rather, so it'll be Black ball staying with Mid-Buchanan. So looked like the Maryville defense did work, and it did, but just didn't end up in a turnover for the Lady Dragons. Still triggered the inbound. That's Dillman up to Wilson. She passes over to Komen, the three-guard trio here, as Wilson will drive, put up a shot off the mark, no good. And a rebound that's going to be tied up. Possession arrow to the Spoof Hounds. So we'll see if this switch up in defense leads to some Maryville offense. They switched to that 1-2-2 zone, and it worked on that possession. Price having the ball. She drives in. She'll put up a little teardrop floater off the mark. Good box out there for Wilson. She gets the rebound coming the other way. Pass up to Dillman. She'll kick back to Wilson. Back to Dillman. She'll launch a three off the mark as it goes around the rim. And the rebound goes out of bounds to Maryville. Maryville still trailing 14-10. As they're trying to find someone to pass into, and they do find Acklin. Mid-Buchanan just sending that pesky one-person press up. As Kurz slips a little bit, but passes down to Grace Steens, can control it, but the pass, or deflection rather, goes out to Acklin, who hits the 15-foot jumper. That's her first 2 points of the night, and suddenly the Spoof Hounds are within 14-12 with 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Lady Dragons now Dillman controlling. She passes over to Wilson for three. She hits it. So Wilson connects on a three. That's her second three of the game. As the lead grows back up to 5. Maryville's Jaylee Price kicks over. Acklin, three-pointer, straight through. So Acklin answers for the Spoof Hounds. She's got 5 points on the evening as the Spoof Hounds crawl back to within 2, 17-15 with a minute 30 left in the second quarter. Med Buchanan coming the other way. It's Flynn controlling the dribble. Passes right side to Dillman. Dillman now to the left side for Wilson once again for a three. She's feeling it. She hits another three. That's her third three of the night. She's got 14 of the 20 points for the Lady Dragons. As the lead grows back to 5 with a minute here to play in the second quarter. Acklin now driving right side for Maryville. Shot off the mark, no good. Rebound by Walter. She puts it up, can't finish. And the rebound comes down to Kenzora coming the other way. Flynn now baseline, can't find anyone. Good transition defense there by Maryville. As corner Dillman 3 off the mark. And long outlet rebound to Kerr. She'll take it the other way, put up a shot, no good. And the ball's just on the ground. Everyone falling around. And we're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow to the Lady Dragons. I think about 10 hands were on that ball before a jump ball was called. As Mid Buchanan will have the ball with 24.6 seconds left here before halftime with a 5-point lead. Dillman slowly bringing the ball up the court. Looks like they'll hold for this last possession with 20 seconds left now. Dillman passes left side. Back up top to Kenzora. She'll find Dillman, get it over, and a shot by Moss is tipped. Jaylee Price will have the ball. 3-2. She's going to have to launch something up. Alexa just hold the ball as nothing was open for her. And that'll be our halftime score. Spoof Hounds are trailing the Lady Dragons 20-15 at halftime. So we'll take a quick break here. You're listening to Spoof Hound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app. Stay tuned. We'll have some halftime analysis right after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. For more information on location, at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina in Lando Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoilmaryville.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoof Hound Athletics.
Back here inside Maryville High School as we're at halftime of the Spoof Hounds versus the Lady Dragons here inside Maryville High School. The Lady Dragons leading this one over the Spoof Hounds 20-15. We're 7 minutes away from the start of our second half. A little scoring rundown. First for the Spoof Hounds, Claire Walter is leading all scores for the Spoof Hounds, the sophomore forward with 8 points. She's got a three, a bucket, and one converted three-point play. And then Briley Acklin has 5 points for the Spoof Hounds. She's got that three-pointer as well. And then Alyssa Cunningham and Jaylee Price just adding one free throw apiece. We talked about Jaylee Price in the opener about how she's kind of the leader for this team. So far, the Mid-Buchanan defense doing a great job of slowing her down, stopping her from really getting to the bucket. She's had a couple opportunities to score, but definitely not clean opportunities that are easy to convert on. So having to force up some shots just to get her going, but see if the Spoof Hounds can get her going. And also Alyssa Cunningham, she's had some couple three-pointers that just rim off. See if they can get those two going in the early part of the second half. And Claire Walter just keep beating her and Briley Acklin. And then on the other side of the ball for Mid-Buchanan, they're led by their senior, London Wilson. She's got 14 of their 20 points so far in this game. Other than that, Avani Kenzora, she has 4 points. And then Maya Dillingham adds on two to round out the 20 points for the Lady Dragons in that opening half. So 20-15, the score after one half here at Maryville High School. We'll take another break. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Spoof Hound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoof Hounds is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank, located at 2920 South Main in Maryville, or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Support is also provided by Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. And HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For a consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com. Licensed in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska.
Support for today's Maryville broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoof Hound fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoof Hound Nation. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein's been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoof Hound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
You're listening to Spoof Hound Basketball with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
Back here inside Maryville High School, I'm Skylar Stamps, and we've got a good one at halftime. It's the Mid-Buchanan Lady Dragons leading it over the Maryville Spoof Hounds. Girls basketball, 20-15 at the half. Got about 2 minutes, 20 seconds left until the start of our second half. Mentioned a couple things that during our broadcast that Maryville needs to fix in order to come back and maybe take a lead. They've got close, down to 2 points. But the Lady Dragons just keep finding a way to answer every bucket that Maryville has put up. A lot of that can be attributed to Mid-Buchanan stifling man-to-man defense. They've been getting in the face of Maryville offensive members trying to wreak havoc, and that's exactly what they've been doing, forcing turnovers that have led to runouts. Fortunately for Maryville, they've been able to get back in that transition defense and the ability to stop, and I don't think that they've allowed any transition layups, rather some kickouts, maybe a kickout three. But so far, no transition layups, which is a big plus for Maryville. But they'll have to step it up in order to come back against this really talented Mid-Buchanan Lady Dragons team. Once again, coming into the season, or rather this game, 10 wins, 3 losses, averaging that 53 points a game. And I mentioned it in the opener that they allow just 35 points a game. So their defense has really come to play tonight. And also Maryville right on track for how much they allow. They've allowed 20 points so far at half, and they allow 41 for the game. So both teams doing what they need to do, doing what they usually do, but Maryville going to have to step it up just a little bit in order to come back and take the win from this one. Just down 5 at halftime. So we'll take another quick little break. We've got a minute left until the second half tips off. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Back here inside Maryville High School, I'm Skylar Stamps, and we're getting our second half tipped off. Waiting for them to reset the clock. Back to 8 minutes for the start of the third quarter. There we go, as Mid-Buchanan leads it over Maryville 20-5. As we start the inbound, Maryville will have the first possession of the second half as Price controls the dribble. Gets it over to Acklin now right in front of me. Tries to get it over to Acklin. She wasn't paying attention, but Price converts. Acklin gets the nice little drive in, then for two. So Acklin gets the starting score started for Maryville. It's the other way. Mid-Buchanan will launch a three off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Moss. She'll put it back up for two. So Moss, Tatum Moss gets the offensive rebound for the Lady Dragons and puts it back up to 2. 5-point lead once again for the Dragons. Acklin will have the dribble. Top of the key. Right side to Kurz. Kurz passes up to the top for Walter. She'll launch three. Short. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes inside. Shot. No good. But a foul called. So once again, mentioned it before, but Claire Walter following her shot, able to get the rebound, puts it up, shot no good, but she did draw the foul. She'll get 2 shots at the line. Walter takes 3 dribbles, puts shot up and good for the first. So the two leaders in the first half, Acklin and Walter, are the first two to score here in the second half. As Walter prepares for her second free throw, shot up and good. So Walter tacks on 2 for the Spoofhounds as the lead's back down 22-19 for the Lady Dragons with 7 minutes left here in the third quarter. Coming the other way is Kenzora, who gets the ball tipped away. She gets it up to Dillman. Finds Moss in the quarter, goes inside to Komen. She'll put up a jumper, no good, and rebound to Acklin. So Spoofhounds coming the other way, trying to cut to within 1 or tie. Walter, top of the key, finds Alyssa Cunningham on the left side. She'll dribble middle, Pass into Price in the lane. She'll pull it out. Wide open for three. Straight through. Jaylee Price ties us up at 22 apiece. 6:30 to go in the third quarter. Good to see Price get going here. She's got 4 points now. And coming the other way, and one bucket for London Wilson. Or no, they're going to call it on the ground. It looked like it was in the shooting motion, but a foul is going to be called on the ground for London Wilson. So check that. No basket, still tied 22 apiece. That foul is going to be on Alyssa Cunningham, her second of the game. First in the third quarter for the team. As the inbound comes in, Dillman doesn't find anything on the three, but rebounded to her teammate, as she'll have it again on the left side. She'll pass up to reset the offense to Kenzora. Over to Wilson on the left side, up to Kenzora, swinging it around the key, and inside to Komen. She'll pass out to Dillman, who gets it inside to Komen. The swarming defense for Maryville as they get it over to Kenzora for three, off the mark. And battle for the rebound. Three people are on the ground. Looks like we're going to have a jump ball, and we do. So jump ball. Mid-Buchanan will control the possession. Arrow and inbound other underneath their own hoop. Triggering the inbound is Dillman. She'll get it back. Now top of the key is Kenzora, swinging it around to Moss, back to Kenzora. Little inside-out action, Dillman corner three, straight through. Great ball movement there by the Lady Dragons as Dillman sinks the corner three to take the three-point lead back, 25-22. 5 minutes left to go here in this third quarter. Walter controls the dribble on the left side. She'll drive lane, put up a shot, no good. But a foul called. Great aggressive drive there by Walter. Had hands all over and a foul called. She'll go to the line 4-2. That foul on the Lady Dragons is going to be against Tatum Moss. That's her second, team second of the half, or third quarter. As Walter puts up her first free throw straight through, she'll get one more. Try and bring the Spoof Hounds to within one. As the second shot is up, and that's exactly what she'll do. 25-24, Spoof Hounds trailing here. As the Lady Dragons coming the other way. Left corner three for Moss. Doesn't hit. Battle for the rebound, and Ackland comes up with it, and a foul is going to be called going the other way. So Ackland stands strong with the ball. That foul is going to be called against London Wilson. That's her third. That's a little troubling for the Lady Dragons. Remember, she's got 14 of their 25 points. As Kurz takes it all the way to the hoop, off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to London Wilson. Nobody at the table yet, so they're going to keep her in so far. As a three-pointer off the mark, no good for Mid-Buchanan. Rebound comes out to Kenzora. Kenzora, little weak pass, and it gets stolen away by Kurz. She'll take it to the hoop. Shot no good, but she'll get fouled and go to the line 4-2. So good way to read the weak pass from Kenzora. Kerr steals it away, takes it the other way. Doesn't finish, but gets the foul. She'll miss the first free throw, and I'll have to check myself that three fouls. Avani Kenzora has that for Mid-Buchanan, as that last foul goes against London Wilson. That's just her second. So London Wilson has two, so not as much concern here for the Lady Dragons, as Kurz does put up her second free throw straight through. So tie ball game once again. Peyton Kurz gets her first point of this game here, as the inside pass goes into Komen. And it's going to be off of the Spoof Hounds, out of bounds to the Lady Dragons. Inbounding will be Dillman. Gets it in. Can't see the number there, but she'll take a three. That is London Wilson. No surprise there. She was wide open. She's got 14 points. Can't let her have a wide open shot after she's already made three three-pointers this game. As the Lady Dragons takes another three-point lead. Alyssa Cunningham driving baseline. Stepped on the line out of bounds going the other way as she tried to pass across, but she didn't pass it away in time before she stepped on the end line. So Mid-Buchanan will have it coming the other way. So Dillingham controlling the ball, going the other way, gets it back to Wilson, who has the hot hand so far tonight. Dillman driving right side, gets a pass inside, gets deflected out all the way to half court, but Mid-Buchanan able to control, pass over to Moss for three, off the mark, no good, and Jaylee Price the rebound. She'll try and push for the Spoofhounds, down by three with 3 minutes, 25 seconds. Over to Ackland, left side three, misses everything, and the long rebound to Wilson. Wilson gets it over to her point guard, Dillman. She'll take it left side over to Moss. Wilson now top of the key. Swings it around to Dillman in the right corner. Pass up to Wilson. She'll drive, try and get it over to Dillman. And the pass just off of her hand, out of bounds. So good defense there by Maryville. Still in that man-to-man. Wreaking a little havoc as we'll have a couple subs now for Maryville. Coming in is Grace Steens for Alyssa Cunningham. 3 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Mid-Buchanan already has four fouls, so the next one, Maryville will go to the line and shoot two after the five fouls committed. Jaylee Price now has the Spoofhounds trail by three on this possession. Gets it in to Walter on the baseline. She'll kick it out to Steens. Kurz takes a little jumper in the lane. Off, no good. Walter rebound up. Shot no good, but a foul called. So Walter already been to the line two times here in the third quarter. Converted on all four free throws. She'll go to the line and get two more here. First shot up and good for Walter. That foul is called on Bailey Komen, her first of the game. And once again, that's Mid-Buchanan's fifth foul of the third quarter. So Maryville will be shooting free throws for every foul committed here in the last 2 minutes, 39 seconds of this third quarter. As Walter dribbles three times, puts up the second free throw, and good. 6 for 6 at the free throw line so far for Walter. So Spoofhounds down by one, trailing 28-27, 2:28 left, and a traveling violation called here for Mid-Buchanan. That's Avery Meyer freshly coming off the bench, maybe a little cold just coming off the bench, but either way, Mid-Buchanan will throw on a full court press now, and it's turned over. Kurz triggers inbounds, but turned over, stolen away by Mid-Buchanan. That'll be Dillon Mann putting up a shot. And no good, but a rebound foul. Looks like that's going to be called against Mid-Buchanan. So with that, looks like Kurz is going to head to the line. That foul was called on Avery Meyer, who just committed the traveling violation. So she'll pick up her first foul. We're in five-plus fouls now for Mid-Buchanan. Is Kurz at the line for two? She sinks her first one. So Peyton Kurz now with 2 points in this ball game, both at the free throw line. She'll get one more to try and take the lead for the first time tonight for Maryville. 2:20 to go here in this third quarter. Kurz second shot, no good. Maryville still searching for their first lead of this ball game. Dillman coming the other way, tries to get a pass inside, but stolen away by Kurz. She'll come the other way, pull-up jumper in the lane off the backboard, no good, but rebounded by Walter. She'll put it up for two. 30-28. Spoofhounds lead it now with 2 minutes left in the third quarter as they take their first lead of the game. And a tip pass by Price, and it's stolen away by Walter. So Spoofhounds starting to step it up. Tighter defense leading to turnovers. Kurz, she'll slow it down now. Pass inside to Steens. Steens, opposite block to Ackland. She gets swatted and a foul called. Got on the arm and the body as Ackland went down. She popped right back up and she'll get two shots. So great ball movement there, inside out action. And a timeout's going to be called by Mid-Buchanan. When we come back, Briley Ackland's going to have two shots. Spoofhounds now lead it 30-28 over Mid-Buchanan. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Back here inside Maryville High School as the Spoofhounds recently take their first lead of the game, 30-28 over Mid-Buchanan, after they were down 20-15 at halftime. That last foul was called on Avery Meyer. That's going to be her second. Two quick fouls there for Meyer as Ackland's at the line for two. Ackland's first shot, no good. She'll get one more. Ackland, 7 points in this game so far. Second shot up and straight through. So make that eight for Ackland as the Spoofhounds take a three-point lead. A minute 30 to go here in the third quarter. A 1-2-2 zone look now for Maryville. As right side, Kenzora drives in. Shot up, misses everything. And the rebound, if that's what you want to call it, goes to Steens. Not sure if that was a pass or a shot. But either way, Spoofhounds come up with it. Price now driving lane. Pass over to Steens off her fingertips, having to kick it out to Kurz. She gets it up to Ackland. Back to Kurz on the right side. Walter trying to post up. Don't see her. As Kurz tries to drive baseline. And it got tipped away, but out of bounds, still staying with the Spoofhounds. Mid-Buchanan coach Moss not too happy with that call, but either way, Maryville has the ball. Pass into Ackland for three. Off the mark, no good. And rebounded by Moss. Just under a minute to go as the go-ahead pass goes up to Flynn as she's able to put it for two. Spoofhound transition defense kind of lacking a little bit. Flynn just ran down the court, got under the hoop for the easy pass as Spoofhounds now lead at 31-30. Price driving in. The pass just a little too high for Steens. Out of bounds to Mid-Buchanan. So 33.8 seconds to go. Spoofhounds still have the lead by one. Mid-Buchanan looks like they might try and keep the last shot, keep the possession for the last shot in this one as Flynn's controlling the dribble. Gets it down in the right corner to Dillman. Moss now has it. Kick out Dillman three straight through with 12 seconds to go. Dillman connects and takes a two-point lead for Mid-Buchanan. Maryville just gets it inbounded, and it's deflected out of bounds. There will be 5.3 seconds on the clock. They'll have to go the full length of the court. And they do trigger into Ackland. She'll get to half court. Up to Steens. Layup off the mark. No good. And that'll be it. Steens had a great look at that one. Nobody really around her. Maybe rushed it, thinking that there was less time on the clock. But either way, the Lady Dragons storm back in this one to take a two-point lead, 33-31 at the end of the third quarter. We'll be back after this short break with the last period here inside Maryville High School. Mid-Buchanan leading it 33-31 over Maryville.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Back here inside Maryville High School, I'm Skyler Stamps, and we've got a good one headed into the fourth quarter. Mid-Buchanan up by two over Maryville, 33-31. Claire Walter stepped up in the scoring column, matching her first half total so far in the third quarter. She scored 8 in the first half, 8 in the third quarter. So she's up to 16 points in this one, just kind of being a force inside. On the other side, Maryville's defense has done a good job stopping London Wilson, just hitting 1-3 in that third quarter compared to her 14 points in the first half. So here to start the fourth quarter, Maryville will have the first possession. Walter has the ball top of the key. She's trying to drive in. Picked up the dribble, dead, and Jaylee Price, the perfect pass to Price as she'll put it in for two. Walter dead in her tracks, and Price just gets open for the nice little floater in the lane. So now tied up 33-all. A little bit of a bad pass there, but Moss will collect. Dillman driving lane. Kick out. Quarter three. London straight through. You knew that one was going to go in. London Wilson, 2-3 so far here in the second half. She's up to 20 points on the game. As Mid-Buchanan takes the three-point lead, 36-33. Come the other way. Kick out to Acklin. She'll drive and put up a two. Great shot fake on the three by Acklin. Going around her defender to get the two. Maryville cuts the lead back down to one for the Lady Dragons. Coming the other way, that's Kenzora in the corner. Passes all the way to the other corner to Meyer. And the ball's going to be tipped out by Acklin, staying with Mid-Buchanan. We'll have a sub here for Mid-Buchanan. And a sub for Maryville. Coming in for Maryville is going to be Alyssa Cunningham. Coming out is Grace Steens. Be Mid-Buchanan to trigger from the sideline. And London controlling the dribble. She's had the hot hand, 20 points so far in this game, trying to look for more. She has the ball left side, passes up to the top of the key to Dillman. Dillman, left corner to Moss. Moss looking for someone, gets trapped, and she goes right around her defender for two. Great move there by Moss, who had Walter defending her, went around her on the baseline for two. Jaylee Price now the other way. She'll put up a little shot off the side of the backboard. She wanted a foul called for a little bump. Officials don't call anything, and we're going the other way with Dillman. Lady Dragons with a three-point lead. Ball gets deflected out of bounds, staying with Mid-Buchanan. 6 minutes to go here in the game. Mid-Buchanan up by three as Dillman looking to inbound underneath her own hoop. Ball gets tipped, but London controls. And a little touch foul call, and that's going to be on Curves. That's Curtis' first foul, team's first here in the fourth quarter. The only foul so far committed by both teams in the fourth. As the inbound goes over left corner off the mark. And rebounded by Walter. Pass up ahead to Curtis. She's got a fast break. And a travel's going to be called. Didn't see the defender coming. Had to kind of stutter step a little bit, committing the travel. So missed opportunity there by the Spoof Hounds, down by three. So score remains 38-35, 5:50 to go here in the game. Maryville staying in their 1-2-2 defense. As the pass tries to go inside, but deflected by Price. If Price didn't tip that one, that would have been an easy layup there for Flynn. So good job by Price. Mid-Buchanan now firing underneath their own hoop. Get it up to Kenzora. Kenzora now over to London. Ball gets tipped out of bounds by Acklin. So Acklin with the active hands the past few possessions on London. Ball goes flying out of bounds as they were trying to swing it around, and Maya Dillman must have thought that there was someone else over there, and she just let the ball go sailing out of bounds to the Spoof Hounds. So Spoof Hounds have the ball down by three, trying to cut into that lead or tie. Walter controlling the dribble at the top of the key. She dribbles around her defender to the right, puts up a shot off the mark, no good. Ball came up to me, and Walter will get two. That foul called on Bailey Komen. That's her second of the game. Team's first in the fourth quarter as Walter's first three, or free throw rather, is up and good. She remains perfect at the line, 7 for 7. She'll have one more here. Shot up and off the mark, no good. Walter now 7 for 8 at the line as the lead gets cut down to 2 for the Lady Dragons. It'll be Dillman controlling the ball, left side, gets it up to Kinzora, stolen away by Ackland. She has a fast break and the layup. So Ackland with the active hands anticipating the pass, she gets the breakaway layup. We're all tied up 38-all with 4:45 left to go here in the last quarter here inside Maryville High School. Dillman, left side, passes back. She gets the ball back. Now she'll try and dribble up. Ball gets swatted away by Kersing. Ackland comes away with it again and puts it up for 2. A little miscommunication there on offense, and Briley Ackland gets the pass ahead from Kers for 2. Coming the other way, shot blocked away by Walter with the active hands, and Price clears. Spoofhounds up by 2, 40-38. They'll slow it down a little bit. Kers inside, kick out. Walter 3, short, didn't hit anything, and the rebound comes to Midview Cannon, who clears. We've got 2 Spoofhounds behind the play who are still on the floor. They get up now, but the advantage to Midview Cannon, and it doesn't matter. The active hands by Ackland once again steals it away. Price the other way. She'll put it in for 2. And a timeout for Midview Cannon. It was so loud by the Maryville side that the players didn't hear the timeout. But a timeout was called by Midview Cannon as Jaylee Price dribbles down the court after the steal. So 3 consecutive steals, 3 consecutive baskets. Spoofhounds up 42-38. We'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Back here inside Maryville High School as we've got a good one coming down the wire as Maryville goes on a 7-0 run with a few steals that have led to breakaway layups for 2 for Briley Ackland and then Jaylee Price. They kind of teamed up there on the defensive side. One of them tips it, the other one clears. So 3:48 to go here in this ball game. Maryville trying to pull out the win over the 10-3 Midview Cannon Dragons. 42-38 our score. Midview Cannon will have the ball, having to go the length of the court. Maryville not putting on any pressure as the inbound goes to Dillman and she'll control, bringing the ball up. She'll pass over to Wilson. Wilson, ball gets tipped around a little, but Moss clears. Wilson now driving lane, and a foul is going to be called as she puts up a shot, so she'll go to the line 4-2, trying to cut into this Spoofhound lead. Aggressive drive there by Wilson to get into the lane, draw the foul. That one's going to be on Claire Walter, just her first, team second of the fourth quarter. As Wilson's first free throw off the rim, no good. Lead remains 4 for Maryville. So Wilson trying to add to her 20.9 at the free throw line. Second shot up and straight through. She's got 21 on the night. 42-39, Spoofhounds lead. 3:30 to go in the rest of the game here inside Maryville High School. Great atmosphere for high school basketball as the pass goes into Walter. But a timeout's going to be called by Maryville. Looks like Walter might have scored, but Coach Morley calls a timeout. We'll take it with him. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
3:30 to go here inside Maryville High School. The Spoofhounds lead it 42-39. As Kurz will trigger from the underneath her basket, trying to get something going. She'll pass into Acklin. Get it into Walter, who puts up a shot, trying to draw a foul. Nothing called. Rebound comes down to Moss. Dillman pushing the other way. Pulling it out. Good transition defense there by Maryville. But a arid pass goes into the hands of Acklin. Acklin, right place, right time, I think. And they'll slow it down. Acklin gets the ball back, swatted away. And the foul is going to be called going the other way. Great act of hands there by Tatum Moss for the Lady Dragons, getting that block and clearing, and a foul on Peyton Kurz. That's her second, team's third. So Mid-Buchanan now controlling the ball, down by three. Komen has the ball, swings up to Dillman. Dillman now dribbling over to Wilson. Wilson dribbling top of the key to her left. Back to Komen. She gets it inside to Moss and fumbled around, and Kurz comes out with it. Outlets to Price. 2:30 to go. Still a three-point lead for Maryville. Price will slow things down for the Spoofhounds. Passes right side to Kurz. Back up to Acklin. Passing and cutting here for Maryville. This tight man-to-man defense, and it gets poked away. Alyssa Cunningham just holding the ball above her head, and London just pokes it out of bounds. Mid-Buchanan sticking with this tight man-to-man defense as they'll Maryville having to pass in on their side. They get it into Acklin. Acklin now passes back up to Cunningham. Over to Walter at the right side of the key. Nothing in the inside. Kurz shot fakes a three, takes the 15-footer around the rim and off, and rebounded to Mid-Buchanan. But Kanzora is going to step on the end line. Ball stays with Maryville. So 2 minutes, 2 seconds left to go in the ball game. Spoofhound still with a three-point lead. Pass inbounded to Acklin. Now to Walter, top of the key, setting things up. Swinging the ball around. Acklin has it now, left side, top of the key. She passes it over to Walter, a risky pass, but she's able to hang on to it. Alyssa Cunningham now. She gets hit to the ground, nothing called. Passes over to Walter, who does now get a foul called against her defender. Looks like there might have been something before that, but they did finally call it whenever Walter had the ball. The foul is going to be on Bailey Komen, her third, team second of the fourth quarter. A minute 43 to go. Spoofhounds inbounding under their own hoop. Gets it into Walter. Walter going in, just puts up a shot, looking for a foul again. Nothing called, and the ball is going to go out of bounds on the rebound attempt to Maryville. So a lot of time going away on the clock for Maryville. Still with a three-point lead. A minute 39 to go here in the game. It'll be Kurz to trigger on the inbound, and she tries to throw it off the leg of Dillman, but she gets it and goes the other way with it and gets it ahead to Wilson, who will put it in for two. So right idea, just not the execution there for Maryville, as the turnover leads to two easy points for the runout. And head coach for Maryville, Del Morley, will call a timeout as the Spoofhounds are up 42-41. The one-point lead with a minute 20 left to go in this game. They'll take a full time out. We'll take it with them. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app. Don't go anywhere. We'll have an exciting finish.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Here inside Maryville High School, we have a good finish here as the timeout's just wrapping up. Both teams coming out back onto the court. Spoofhounds lead at 42-41 over Mid-Buchanan. Just a minute, 25 seconds left to go in this ball game. Maryville will inbound on their sideline, gets it into Kurz, and Ackland slips as the pass tries to go back to her, and the ball out of bounds to the Lady Dragons. So they'll get it back in, see what they can draw up, trying to take the lead just down by one. The ball goes off London Wilson's head, but she's able to control and dribbling around the top of the key now. Pass inside, back out to Wilson. She'll get it top of the key to Dillman, to Moss on the right side. Cross court kick to Wilson. She'll drive and get the two to take the lead with 58 seconds left. London Wilson has the high hand tonight, and she just put her team in front. Spoofhounds now 50 seconds left, down by one. Price controlling the dribble. She'll try and get it off the hands. Walter does come up with the ball. She's dead now, and she packs it up to Ackland. Ackland trying to force the pass, comes up with it, and there's going to be a jump ball called possession to the Lady Dragons. So the tight man-to-man defense getting in the passing lanes for Mid-Buchanan, able to get that ball back. And Mid-Buchanan's going to call a timeout here. They got the ball after the possession. We'll keep it right here. 36.2 seconds left to go here in this fourth quarter. London Wilson able to convert on the two-pointer, put her team up by one. 43-42 in favor of Mid-Buchanan. We've had a great one here so far. Both teams have one timeout remaining. Maryville's committed three fouls. Mid-Buchanan's committed two, so not necessarily close to that five foul to get the two automatic free throws. Of course, no shot clock here in Missouri, so you would think that Mid-Buchanan just try and play a little bit of keep away, force Maryville to foul. And we'll see what they do coming out here of the timeout. As the first horn sounds, it'll be Mid-Buchanan ball right in front of the scorer's table on the Maryville sideline. We'll see if Maryville switches into a man-to-man defense. It looks like they're going to sag off for now. And they try and trap, but the pass comes into Dillman. They do call a foul. Peyton Kurz tries to get in there. She commits her third foul. Fourth team, so 32.6 to go. You'll think that they would foul again just to send him to the free throw line. As they're looking the inbound, they do get into Dillman. Dillman crossing half court, and they do foul Dillman. So she'll go to the line, shoot two shots with her team up 43-42. 28.7 seconds left on the clock. Two huge free throws here for Dillman. That foul committed by Jaylee Price. That's her second of the game. As Dillman's first free throw up and off the rim, hit the backboard and back through. Hit about everything before it fell for Dillman. But nonetheless, she gets another point on the scoreboard, extending the lead to two. See if she can make it three with this next free throw. Shot up, high arcing free throw, straight through. No question on that one. So Maryville come the other way, down by three, 25 seconds left, and Briley Ackland travels with the basketball as soon as she gets across half court with 24.8 seconds left on the clock. So possession goes back to Mid-Buchanan. Maryville will come up and pressure all of the offensive people now, and they come up and foul Tatum Moss. She's got 4 points in this one. She'll go to the line to try and put her team up by two possessions. So So a few ticks ran off the clock. 23 seconds left to go in this one now. As Tatum Moss trying to hit two clutch free throws. That foul also on Jaylee Price as her first shot is up and good. Hit the front of the rim and rolled in to put her team up by four. Two possessions now. Second shot up and off the mark and rebounded by Cunningham, and she tries to pass, but it's deflected away by Mid Buchanan, and they come up with it, and Alyssa Cunningham forced to foul. Worst case scenario there for the Spoofhounds, some crucial turnovers down the stretch as Moss will go back to the line to shoot two. First one up and just off the front of the rim, no good. 4-point lead still, 18.7 seconds left to go in this one. Second shot is up and straight through for Moss. And the trigger goes into Kurz. Fought down by five. She's taking it all the way to the hoop. Trying to find someone. Gets it over to Walter. 11 seconds left. Alyssa Cunningham. She'll shoot. That was a two-pointer. They rule it a two. And now a timeout for Maryville. Foot was on the line. So that's a huge call right there. 6.8 seconds left to go. Med Buchanan has the lead, 47-44. Maryville calls timeout. It's a minute timeout, so we'll go ahead and take it with them. When we come back, 7 seconds left in regulation. Maryville down by three.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here inside Maryville High School as the Spoofhounds now trail it behind Mid-Buchanan, 47-44 with 7 seconds left in the game. Mid-Buchanan will have it on the Spoofhound side. We'll have to get a quick foul and hope for a couple free throw misses from Mid-Buchanan. You assume that they'll put their best free throw shooters in the game to give themselves the best shot to go up by two possessions. So 6.8 seconds left. They'll inbound right in front of me on the Maryville end line. It'll be Komen to inbound with Walter on her. They'll get it in to Dillman, and they do call a foul. That was close to just being off of Dillman's hands and going out of bounds, but they do call a push in the back by Kurz. So huge call there to rule a foul instead of just going off of her hands, but nonetheless, foul on Peyton Kurz. That's going to be her fourth. And sending Dillman to the line. She hit two clutch free throws before. First shot up and off. So still a three-point game. She misses this one. Spoofhound still just down by three with 5.8 seconds left. A huge free throw here for Dillman. Shot up and straight. Hit off the backboard and in. Into Kurz. She'll dribble up 3 seconds. Pull up for three. Off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Mid Buchanan, and that'll do it. A clutch free throw there by Dillman to go up by two possessions and 4 points as the Mid Buchanan Lady Dragons knock off the Maryville Spoofhounds here in Maryville, 48-44. We'll take a break. Be back with our post-game analysis. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCVKRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. and from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the forums serve the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agent Kerry Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto and homeowners insurance, and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882. And from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. Also from Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Back here inside Maryville High School as the Mid-Buchanan Lady Dragons knock off the Maryville Spoofhounds 48-44 on their home court. Maryville had the lead with a minute left to go or so, and then just couldn't execute. A couple crucial turnovers that led to some clutch free throws by the Lady Dragons. Scoring rundowns in that game, Claire Walter led the Spoofhounds in scoring. She had 17 points. Seven of those coming via free throw. Riley Acklin had the active hands on defense, able to get some steals, fast break, layups. She tacked on 14 points for the Spoofhounds. Jaylee Price wasn't able to really get going as much as she's used to, had 8 points this evening. Alyssa Cunningham tacked on 3 points for the Spoofhounds, and then rounding out the scoring is Peyton Kurz with 2 free throws for the Spoofhounds. On the other side, Lady Dragons were led by London Wilson, who had 25 points to lead all scorers, just dominating the offensive end, hitting 5 3-pointers in this game. Behind her was the point guard, Maya Dillingham, who had 10 points. Tatum Moss, 6 points. Avani Kinzora, 4 points. And then rounding out our scores was Myla Flynn, tacking on 2 points for the Lady Dragons. We'll take a quick break and be back with a little pregame analysis before our boys' game for this evening. They tip off in 8 minutes, 30 seconds. We'll take a break and be right back.
Today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. Today's game is also brought to you by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More online at consumersoilmaryville.com. Also from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, as well as grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or at 1217 South Main in Maryville.